Ladybird Readers. Aladdin. Picture words. Aladdin. Aladdin's mother. Princess. The king. Magician. Genie. Palace. Cave. Well. Smoke. Jewels. Lamp. Ring. Long ago, a poor woman and her son, Aladdin, lived in China. One day, a man came.
"Do you know Mustafa?"
he asked.
"He was my father," said Aladdin. "But he's dead now."
"He was my brother," the man said. "So I am your uncle. I want to help you and your mother. Tomorrow I will come to your house," said the man. "Here is some money for your mother." Aladdin took the money home to his mother. When the man came, she said to herself,
"My husband didn't have a brother."
The man was not Aladdin's uncle. He was a magician. The next morning, the magician took Aladdin shopping. He bought him some new clothes. Then they looked at big houses with lovely gardens.
"Let's sit and have something to eat," said the magician. "We have walked many miles today."
The magician gave Aladdin lots of cakes to eat. Then he lit a fire. After Aladdin finished his food, the magician said,
"Look over there."
Aladdin looked and saw a ring on a big stone.
"Pull it," said the magician.
Aladdin pulled, and the stone moved. Then he saw the top of a well. It was very dark inside.
"Go down into the well. You will find a door," said the magician. "Go through the door, and you will come to some caves. There will be boxes full of gold and silver. Don't touch them."
"Why not?"
asked Aladdin.
"Don't ask questions,"
the magician said angrily.
"In the caves, you will see a garden. There will be a lamp in it. You can take things from the garden, but bring me the lamp," said the magician. Then he gave a ring to Aladdin. "This will help you," he said.
Aladdin climbed down the well and went into the dark caves. He saw the boxes, but he did not take any of the gold. Aladdin walked into the garden. Every tree was full of jewels. Then he saw the lamp. Aladdin took as many jewels as he could carry.
"I will come back," he thought. "But first, I must take this lamp to my uncle.
When Aladdin climbed to the top of the well, he saw the magician.
Help me out of this well, please, Aladdin called.
Give me the lamp first, said the magician.
No,
Aladdin answered. The magician was angry. He said some magic words, and the stone moved over the well. Aladdin was caught inside. Aladdin sat down in the dark cave and cried. Then he touched the magician's ring.
I am the genie of the ring, he heard someone say. The ring is magic. When you touch it with your finger, I will come to help you.
What do you want?
Aladdin closed his eyes.
Please take me home, he said.
Aladdin opened his eyes. He was home.
Where have you been? His mother cried. There is nothing for us to eat. I shall sell these jewels and this lamp, said Aladdin. That lamp is old, said his mother. If I clean it, you will get more money for it.
When Aladdin's mother cleaned the lamp, a strange man suddenly appeared.
I am the genie of the lamp, he said. When you touch the lamp with your hand, I will come and help you. So Aladdin said, Please bring us some gold. Suddenly, there were many beautiful gold plates.
I will sell these plates, Aladdin said to his mother.
3 years went past. Aladdin became a handsome young man. One day, Aladdin saw a princess, and he fell in love.
I want to marry her, he thought.
Aladdin's mother went to see the princess's father, the king.
My son wants to marry the princess, she said.
He can only marry her if he is a rich man, cried the king.
Aladdin waited to hear his mother's news. Then he went to find the princess.
I love you, Aladdin told her. I am going to the palace to speak to your father.
Please take bags of gold to the king, Aladdin said to the genie. Then bring me expensive clothes and a beautiful horse. I am going to the palace. Lots of people followed Aladdin to the palace. The king looked inside the bags and said,
Now you can marry my daughter.
The princess came to the palace. Aladdin looked like a prince on his horse, and she fell in love with him. Aladdin told the genie,
Make me a beautiful house. Suddenly, there was a beautiful house next to the king's palace. Aladdin and the princess lived happily for a year. Then the magician came back. When the magician saw Aladdin, he was very angry.
I must take the magic lamp from him, he thought.
The magician bought some new lamps. Then he walked along the streets, shouting,
Bring me your old lamps, new lamps for old.
Aladdin has an old lamp, thought the princess.
And she gave it to the magician. As soon as the magician had the lamp, he touched it. The genie came, and the magician said,
Take Aladdin's house away.
The next morning, Aladdin's house wasn't there, and the princess wasn't there.
Where is the princess?
Said the king to Aladdin.
You must bring her back.
Aladdin touched his ring.
Take me to the princess, he said to the genie. Suddenly, he was with the princess in his house. He gave her a bag.
She told him about the old man with the lamps.
That man is a magician, said Aladdin. Invite him to dinner.
I will hide behind the door.
Put this in his cup.
The princess did this. The magician drank from the cup, and soon he was sleeping.
Make the magician go,
Aladdin said to the genie.
Suddenly, the magician wasn't there.
Then Aladdin touched the lamp.
Take us home,
he told the genie. The king looked out of the palace window and saw Aladdin's house.
The princess is back,
he told the queen.
Father, a magician took me, but he has gone now. Aladdin saved me,
said the princess. The king and queen smiled, and they all lived happily for many years. Ladybird Readers, Aladdin, read by Nigel Pilkington. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Ku Lan. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.